So the epistle for Holy Thursday is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Brethren, when you have come together into one place, it is not now to eat the Lord's Supper. For everyone taketh before his own supper to eat. And one indeed is hungry, and another is drunk. What, have you not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and put them to shame that have not? What shall I say to you? Do I praise you? In this I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and said, Take ye and eat, this is my body, which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me. In like manner also the chalice after he had supped, saying, This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you shall drink it, for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord. Therefore are there many infirm and weak among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But whilst we are judged, we are chastised by the Lord, that we be not condemned with this world. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 13. Before the festival day of the Pasch, Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, that he should pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And when supper was done, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he came from God, and goeth to God, he riseth from supper and layeth aside his garments, and having taken a towel, he girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the feet of the disciples, and to wipe them with the towel. Wherewith he was girt, he cometh therefore to Simon Peter, and Peter saith to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou shalt have no part with me. Simon Peter saith to the Lord, to him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not but to wash his feet, but is clean wholly. And you are clean, but not all. For he knew who he was that would betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. Then after he had washed their feet, and taken his garments, being set down again, he said to them, Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If then I, being your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, so do you also. Please be seated. He himself bore our sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Father Albert, in the mission that he preached for us, helped us to have a greater understanding of this holiest of weeks. When he was referring to Holy Thursday, he mentioned how that at the very end of Holy Thursday, that this was the hour of darkness, that Satan had his hour or his night. And that we see in the words that our Lord says, One of you will betray me. So our Lord understood what was going to take place. He knew what was going to happen. And so it's interesting to see how, even though our Lord knew that, understood that, he gives to us the joy of the institution of the priesthood and of the Holy Eucharist. Something also that Father Albert had mentioned about how with the true Eucharist, it makes us participate in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said the reason behind that is because of the sacrifice that takes place. The sacrifice of the cross, it is a reenactment then at every Mass that we have. And so that gives us a greater understanding of truly the Mass itself, of how through the holy sacrifice of the Mass we participate in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where you then tie into the idea and see of the priesthood and then the Holy Eucharist. I mean, the priesthood is also meant to be another Christ, in a sense, another victim. And so then we see also with the Holy Eucharist itself, yes, it gives us that understanding and that idea that we participate in the cross of Christ because of the sacrifice that takes place. That is why in the introit, the Nos Autem, it expresses that we must glory in the cross. That for us, we glorify in the cross itself because that is the means of our salvation. And so that's where then we pray for these graces for our soul. We take advantage of the sacred tritium, you know, by having the mission to give us some food for thought. And so that's where then when we contemplate these two great joys for us, the priesthood and then the Holy Eucharist, that is mingled with this sense and this idea of this hour of Satan that is to come. That for Satan, yes, he thinks he has his hour. He thinks that he has won. But then he will be defeated the next day through our Lord's death on the cross. And that defeat will be something that will defeat him for all eternity because of the cross. And so that's where for us, it gives us something to think about. I think it was also interesting to see when Father Albert had mentioned to us this idea of a wild beast devouring our Lord. He paralleled it with, obviously, Joseph from the Old Testament, when the brothers tried to deceive their father and putting his diverse coat, dipping it in blood, that the father would think that a wild beast had killed his son. That there was this parallel with this idea of our Lord. But he also said for us to understand the beast that it devours our Lord in a sense are our sins. But that is why our Lord offered himself in order to bear our sins. He willingly offered himself, accepted this fact in order for us to be redeemed. And so that should give us a greater understanding, one, of the love that our Lord has for us, but then, two, a greater contrition we should have for our sins. That our Lord is willing to bear all of these things for every single one of us if we accept that. And so that's where it comes to us, whether we accept it or not. And that is where then throughout this Mass, the reference of Judas's betrayal, it is prominent in this Mass. Again, this whole idea of the joy that we have in the Holy Eucharist and the priesthood, but then also the first priest to turn his back and betray our Lord. The first one to commit a mortal sin in terms of receiving our Lord. And so that is where the grave sin of Judas comes into this. And so that is why there is so many references to Judas's betrayal in this Mass. But then also the whole idea and the concept of the purity that we should have. And that purity is brought out in the fact of our Lord washing the apostles' feet. Washing their feet, yes, signifies a small cleansing. But just as in baptism, the pouring the water over the child's head signifies washing away of original sin, there is also that understanding of that. The cleansing that is necessary for each one of us to receive our Lord worthily, very clearly. But it's interesting to see how our Lord mentions to them that you are clean, but not all of you, mentions Judas's betrayal for them to all think about. And that is why then later on, all of the apostles were asked, is it I? They were not even sure. But that's where, for us, we can very easily ask the question, have we betrayed our Lord? Are we truly clean before our Lord? And that is why we have this time period for us. These sacred 3 days to contemplate what our Lord has suffered for us. These sacred 3 days to see all that the church and the liturgy brings out for our contemplation. And so let us truly have this spirit of, repentance for our sins, wanting to be pleasing to our Lord, to be clean, and knowing that our Lord bore all of our sins, and hopefully not in vain for us. And so that is where then he gives us these 2 signs of his love for us. The Holy Eucharist to help us to continue on in the practice of our faith and strengthening of us. And then obviously also with the priesthood to continue the sacraments for us. That God forbid we fall out of the grace of God, but we have the means to come back to God's grace. And so through these institutions, it shows God's love, but it also shows his willingness to take on all of our sins for all of us. And so it helps us to understand and have a greater appreciation for what our Lord did for us. And so that's where if we find ourselves outside of the grace of God, to take advantage then of the time that is left, to make a good confession, to be able to receive our Easter duty worthily, and never to hurt our Lord by receiving him unworthily, like a Judas. And so it should help us to contemplate these things. And as I say, with Father Albert's mission, gives us a greater appreciation, a greater understanding of this holiest of weeks. So let us pray for the graces to help us on this beautiful night, these 2 institutions that help us along in our faith, in living our true Catholic faith. And so let us remember that our Lord, he was offered because it was his own will. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.